I interfaced with like a lot of club owners like Hilly Kristal and the infamous Giorgio Gomelsky, who was the Rolling Stones' first manager and the Yardbirds' manager in England, a Russian immigrant who ran this incredible, it was a rehearsal studio that also doubled as an after-hours S&M club on the weekends called Paddles. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, we come in like from playing Boston at like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I had this band Das Verlines, which was my most acclaimed band. It was an all-girl punk rock polka band in the late 80s. We were very popular in Boston. So we'd come in and there'd be like people running around with like whips and begging us to, a lot of masochists wanting like to lug our equipment up the steps. We're like, no, keep your hands off. And Giorgio would say, girls, you're going to make it because you always carry your own equipment.